From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The Senate Judiciary Committee has passed a revised version of the USA Patriot Act. Three provisions will sunset at the end of the year if the law is not renewed. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
The committee voted 11-8 in favor of the revisions. Support and opposition came from both parties. Some of the committee's most liberal members, such as Wisconsin's Russ Feingold, voted no. He's afraid the bill doesn't do enough to protect civil liberties. And some of the panel's most conservative senators, such as Jeff Sessions of Alabama, also voted no. He's concerned that revisions to the bill will hurt counterterrorism efforts. The Obama administration wants Congress to renew all three expiring provisions. One lets investigators continue to eavesdrop on people who frequently change cell phones without constantly seeking new authorizations. Another lets the government treat so-called lone wolf terrorists like members of a terrorist group. And the third expiring provision lets the government demand business records from companies as part of an investigation. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
House lawmakers are moving to significantly expand the nation's four-decades-old hate crimes law to include protections for those attacked because of sexual orientation. A measure which is also expected to pass the Senate would broaden the hate crimes law enacted in the days after the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in 1968. The measure was attached to a much-passed $680 billion defense bill. Treasury Department announced today it has reached a major milestone for its foreclosure prevention program. The administration says 500,000 loan modifications have been carried out through the effort. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
The administration's so-called Making Home Affordable program is proven to be more successful than prior efforts to stem foreclosures. Every month now, there are more people getting loan modifications than there are homes getting sold through foreclosure. So that's an encouraging sign. Mark Pierce is North Carolina's deputy banking commissioner.
Well, it is a big step in the right direction, and we certainly are making a lot of progress. But we still have an awful lot of families out there that are not in the process of getting a loan modification.
Pierce says there's a tremendous backlog, a couple of million people who are delinquent on their loans and heading into foreclosure. And so far, only 16% of those loans have been modified through the program. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
A Thomson Reuters survey of 30 retail chains shows a 0.6% rise in sales in September. Michael Namira is chief economist and director of research for the International Council of Shopping Centers. He says the increase is important for another reason as well.
What's really significant about that, not so much the small increase, but it's the first year-on-year increase since July of 2008.
Economist Michael Namira. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 61 points, closing at 97.86. The NASDAQ was up 13 points. The S&P 500 gained 7 points. This is NPR. Another attack in the Afghan capital, the second in less than a month there, has claimed at least 17 lives and left dozens of others wounded today. Officials say a car bomb explosion outside the Indian embassy in Kabul claimed the lives of 15 civilians and two police officers. It's not the first attack at that location. A suicide attack against the embassy last year killed more than 60 people. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the bombing but did not say why the embassy was targeted. A day after Italy's top court overturned a law giving Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi immunity from prosecution, the media mogul continued his vitriolic attack against what he perceives as a leftist conspiracy aimed at bringing down his government. NPR's Sylvia Pedroli reports from Rome.
Berlusconi said he'll go on TV and appear in courtrooms to prove that charges of corruption and tax fraud in two separate indictments are false, and I will ridicule my accusers, he added. He has also unleashed a sharp institutional confrontation, accusing President Giorgio Napolitano of having a leftist bias against him and of not using his influence to ensure that the Constitutional Court judges uphold the immunity law. Napolitano summoned the speakers of the House and Senate, both allies of Berlusconi, who later issued a statement expressing solidarity and respect for the president's institutional role, which is above the political fray. Berlusconi now faces two major trials that had been temporarily suspended by the immunity law. Silvio Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
The jobs picture may be showing some signs of brightening. The Labor Department announced today first-time claims for unemployment last week fell by 33,000 to 521,000. That's a nine-month low. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.